Our scripture reading will come from Isaiah chapter number 10. Glad to see everybody in church today. God bless you for being here. Isaiah chapter 10. There's several verses of scripture that we can read to get to the point of what the Lord is saying here. But for the sake of time, and I'm just going to pull one phrase out of this verse of scripture. He's talking to his people and Assyria and how that they're being hypocritical and how he's going to judge them. And so there's a lot we could go into that, but I'm not going to preach along those lines. I want to take verse number 18 for a scripture text. And shall consume the glory of his forest and his fruitful field, both soul and body, and they shall be as when a standard bearer fainteth. That's the phrase that I want to preach about this morning is, when a standard bearer faints. When a standard bearer faints. He's talking to Israel and said that he's going to judge them and that it would be like as when a standard bearer faints. Would you pray for me before you're seated, Lord? We ask for your strength today. We ask for your touch. We're fully aware, Lord, of our weakness and our inability. We're fully aware, Lord, that we're not sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves. But our sufficiency is of God. Pray that you help us, Lord, in this service. And that you touch our hearts. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. When a standard bearer fainteth, a standard bearer or the flag bearer, that one that goes, amen, as carrying the colors of this army, the identity of this army. And the standard bearer is so important. The one that is taking the lead. It's or showing the lead, showing the charge, showing the direction that we're going. And God tells the children of Israel, said, it's going to be like when a standard bearer faints. When the standard bearer goes down, it is chaotic. In the battle, it causes chaos because that standard would be raised high, and when the standard was going forward, then they knew that they was to go on. No matter who fell, no matter who went down, we're still going on. Our standard is still flying. When an army was defeated, they would come, they would take down that standard. And many of the soldiers, many of those fighting in the war wouldn't even know they was defeated. They were still engaged in the battle. But when that standard went down, they knew something had changed. And they knew that they had to wait till the standard comes back up. Which way are we going? Are we turning to the right? Are we turning to the left? Which way are we going? God has called us to be a standard bearer for the faith. God has called us to be a standard bearer for His Word to our family, to our friends. And when a standard bearer faints, not when a standard bearer is shot, but he faints. He faints in weakness. He goes down. And it's a very serious thing that we keep our strength in the Lord so we can hold true. Amen. Keep direction. Keep our identity. I believe the Lord would like to help us this morning. It's important for us as parents, amen, to not faint in the battle, to not get weary in well-doing, but to hold on, to stand up, and to keep the flag flying high. Our national anthem, when we went to Washington, D.C., and a lot of y'all went, we went through there, and saw that when we was in that Smithsonian Institute Museum there in Washington, D.C., and saw that that flag that Francis Scott Key looked out as it was flying over Fort McHenry, and you know the story, and it touched me, and they still had that flag, that same flag, and they put it in that and had lights real dim because they're trying to preserve it as long as they can. And pieces of it was cut off and sold through the years, and y'all saw that. But when Francis Scott Key, in that story that we know so well and were taught in school, and maybe we forgot, but when he was on that ship looking and trying to bargain for some American soldiers that had been captured in that Revolutionary War, and those men wanted to know, is the flag still flying over Fort McHenry? Is the American flag still flying? And he penned those words after he looked when the dawn come up the next morning as he stood on that British ship and said, the dawn's early bright. Said, I can't get it right. Y'all know the words, said, oh, say, can you see by the or dawn's early bright, you know, what so proudly we held, come on, twilight's last gleaming. In other words, the sun went down, it was still there. And the rocket's red glare, he said he looked, and as the rockets would flash, he'd see that flag. Hallelujah. Whose bright star, broad stripes and bright stars. Is that what it says? Said, oh, say, does that star-spangled banner still wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? He went down and told those men in captivity, that flag is still flying over Fort McHenry. Amen. He wrote that song, which is the national anthem. Amen, and I'm not going to sing it for you this morning because I ain't got the words right. But the standard bearer, the flag was still flying. We don't know what is going to happen in America, you know, or United States, but our flag is still flying this morning. We're still free this morning by the grace of God. Now, I thank the Lord, we don't know what's going to happen to the church, but I'm telling you, amen, the flag is still flying this morning. And we need to keep the faith. We need to keep the standard high. We need to keep the flag flying high. Amen. In our heart, the little kids sing the song, joy is the flag flown high from the castle of my heart. Amen. Don't let that standard bear faint in your heart and let the devil steal your joy. Love is the flag flown high from the castle of my heart. Amen. Why? For the King is in residence there. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep that standard flying high. The devil wants us to faint in the battle. He said it'll be like when a standard bearer faints. I'm telling you, when the standard bearer faints, it's bad news for the army. When that one that's carrying the standard faints, amen, that preacher, that pastor, that father, that amen, that mother, that man or woman of God, that, amen, that calling that God has upon your life, when that standard bearer faints, there is, amen, a time of confusion. We got to keep the standard flying high for the lost and dying world that we live in. We got to keep the standard flying high for our families, for our children, for our homes, for our marriage, for our nation, for our people. Amen. For our communities. We've got to keep, amen, the love of God, the joy of God. Amen. Righteous living, holy living. Amen. Doing what's right when the standard bearer faints is what the Bible says. And that's what I want to preach on this morning. When a standard bearer faints, going down, turning back. Amen. Laying down the standard. Oh God, somebody pick up the standard so we'll know what direction we're going. So we'll know who we are. So we'll know what God's called us to do. So we'll get back in the battle. Many people have turned around because the standard bearer fainted. Y'all probably all heard the story about the man that went into the preacher and said he was going to, you know, turn back on God. It's been told over and over. Said he's going to quit. Said things just wasn't going good. Said I'm just going to give up. I'm going to turn back on God. And the preacher said, well, before you do, said, well, let's kneel down right here and have prayer. Let's thank the Lord for all he's done for you. Amen. Because I know you and I know what God's done in your life. Said, I think before you leave the Lord, you ought to sit down here and thank the Lord for what all he's done for you. So they got down on their knees and got to thanking the Lord. If, you know, you've probably heard it and it's been told many different ways. Thank you, Lord, for, amen, my family. Thank you for putting my home together, Lord, for when I come to you, it was, you know, broken up. Thank you for saving my soul, delivering me from drugs and alcohol, Lord. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for changing my life, changing my mind. Thank you, Lord, when I was going to, you know, I was going to commit suicide, or I mean just going down the line. Thank you for my children that you gave me. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my job. Amen. All these things that the Lord had gave him. Hallelujah. An answer to prayer. And you know the story. He said, I ain't quitting. Hallelujah. I'm not giving up. I'm not turning around. Thank God. We got to keep the standard flying high. I heard the story. We went over and to revival the other night, and they was talking about this man came to his pastor and said he was going to quit, going to give up on God, and said, I don't feel like I'm doing anything. I'm just going to quit. And said he was well off and had helped the church and had done a lot for the church, and said the preacher sitting there behind his desk and said he said before you quit, said before you, I'm going to take your name off the roll, said, take this address right here, slid a piece of paper across to him, said, go out there to that address, said, before you go to the grocery store, and said, fill your trunk full of groceries, said, groceries for kids, for just whatever you think, said, fill it full and take it out there to that address, and and give, knock on that door and give them these groceries, and said, that'd be one last thing you can do for me before you quit the church, and said, he went out and said he had a nice car, fine car, said, went down to the grocery store, went in there and filled a buggy up, said, I don't know who these people are, said, I mean, he just filled it up, ice cream, candy, meat, bread, milk, cheese, I mean, just anything he thought anybody want to eat, said, he got typed in that address, his GPS, went out on this, amen, over in this, you know, maybe poor side of town, pulled up at this old house, said he backed up, went up, knocked on the door, said, this little lady come, he said, need some help carrying in some groceries, and said some kids come out there, and said they started carrying him groceries in, tearing the bread open, eating it, and said he went in there and said that, he said, thank you, I'll see you, said, oh no, said, we're going to pray, said, you're an angel, she said, me and my kids is right here, we're starving to death, said, God, send us an angel with some groceries, and said, you have to be an angel. And he said, I got down there and cried and prayed. And he said, I went back to the preacher. He said, you ready to quit? He said, no, give me another address. Give me another address. Hallelujah. When a standard bearer fainteth, this world needs somebody that's on fire for God. Amen. This world needs somebody that's wanting to work for God. This world needs somebody that'll pull that standard up and smile. Hallelujah. Pull that standard up and have the love of God in their heart. Amen. Make a difference. When a standard bearer faints, there's confusion. Amen. You're a standard bearer for your family, Daddy. You're a standard bearer for your family, Mama. You're a standard bearer for this church, brother or sister. Amen. And when the standard bearer faints, oh, God, help us to have strength in the Lord. The Bible, I want to preach about two things before we come to a close this morning. The Bible tells us in Luke 18 and verse 1 said, he spake a parable unto them that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Amen. If we'll pray, God will help us not faint. Amen. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Praise God. I believe that if we have a prayer life, God will encourage us. How many times you feel like I'm going to give up and go down to prayer, seek the Lord for a little while, and everything seems so different all of a sudden. I mean, the world's just a brighter place. Hallelujah. The birds are singing. Amen. The trees are just more beautiful. Everything's better because we've been in the presence of God. Hallelujah. The devil wants you to faint. The devil wants you as a standard bearer to faint when the standard bearer faints. But if we'll have a prayer life that'll seek God, amen, have a continued prayer life, I believe not only will we see miracles in our life, but we'll have strength of the Lord in our life. We need the strength of the Lord in our life. We need the strength of the Lord to rise up when we don't have strength to go on. When we can't take it another day, when we can't go another step. Amen. We won't faint, but we'll hold on just a little longer. Praise God. Said there was in a city a judge that feared not God nor regarded man. In that same city there was a widow. There was a widow in that city. And she came unto him saying, avenge me of mine adversary. Can you see her standing at the back of the line of the busy day? Everybody's ahead of her because they got more prestige. They're more important. He's taking care of bigger cases. And she's not going to go home until he's heard her case. She tells him his case and he does not fear God nor regard man, so he pays no attention to her plea. That's on Monday morning. On Tuesday, she's back again standing in line. Avenge me of mine adversary. I'm talking about not fainting. Praise God. The Bible said, though he would not for a while. Come on now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I mean, she went so much, he's seeing her in his sleep. All he could see is this woman that has been there day in and day out. I've got to have help. I've got to have mercy. I've got to have you to avenge me of mine adversary. Amen. He said, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me. Amen. I'm tired of dreaming about her. Amen. Making, amen, pleas to God. Sometimes we think we drive down the road, Lord save my, you know, children, or Lord meet this need, and we done prayed about it. I know that's prayer. I know it is. But I'm talking about not fainting. When you're in the battle, you got to get down to business with God. When we're in the battle, we've got to get down to business where we shake the bars of heaven saying, God, we need a healing. God, we need a miracle. God, we need help from God. Hallelujah. You know, brother and sister Gabbard come by here in many years. Some of y'all knew this, but she had heart trouble. And they wouldn't go to the doctor. They trusted God. Always have. She had heart trouble and felt like she had multiple heart attacks. Just weak and just, you know, and I believe it was 12 years, but when she got to her worst, they said that when the Lord healed her, but I got to asking her about when the Lord healed her. Amen. I didn't know what it was, if it was a revival or what, but she said when the Lord healed her, she was at her lowest point and, said that it really looked bad and said that the church that they pastored got in a 24-hour prayer time. They was going to pray for 24 hours. And she said many of them stayed hours and hours and hours. And she said when they got through at 24 hours, they had such a good prayer, they decided to go 48 hours. Hallelujah. I'm talking about praying and not fainting, not letting the standard fall. What is the standard in your life that's coming down? The joy of the Lord, the love of God, the peace of God. Amen. The touch of God on your life. Said at the end of that 48 hours, amen, that's fixing to go home. And she said, could y'all just pray one more time? They had anointed her and prayed for her. He said, could you just pray one more time? Said they prayed for her one more time and God instantly healed her, completely healed of all of her heart problems, have been, amen, having sickness for 12 years. Amen. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Hear what the unjust judge saith. Shall not God avenge his own elect which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with him? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Amen. Are you troubling him? Hallelujah, with your prayers. That song says, it's me again, Lord. I've got a prayer that needs an answer. I've already prayed about it. I'm going to take it back to God again. Amen. I'm not giving up, one song says. I'm not giving up. And we fainted many times because we wouldn't keep praying. Amen. Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane. I hope I'm not boring y'all this morning. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and the Bible says that he took with him his disciples. And when he came to the place, the Bible says, it was called Gethsemane. He saith unto his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. He saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. He cometh unto his disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. We must pray because our flesh is weak. Amen. Say, you don't trust me? I don't trust the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. How does that standard bearer faint? Because the flesh is weak. Amen. We've got to have men that have supernatural power of the Holy Ghost. We're not as strong as the devil. Amen. We've got to have the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is such an evil that is against us, out to destroy us. Destroy us and our family. Amen. And it is important for us to have the power of God. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time, prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. He came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. He left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. I've already prayed about it. Jesus said the same words. I've already told the Lord. That's like one guy been married 40 years, and she said, how come you don't ever tell me you love me? He said, I told you when we got married, and if anything ever changes, I'll let you know. It ought not to be that way. There's trouble right there. That's the way it is with the Lord sometimes. Lord, I'll serve you with that, you know. We've got to tell him. Jesus prayed the same words 3 times. Said, well, I've already prayed about this. It's a sin to pray about it again. Jesus prayed the same words 3 times. Amen. Now, when you get direction from God or something like Balaam going back after God had told him, amen. When the Lord gives you the answer and you go back and pray about it, that's different. There's destruction that could be ahead. Now, I want to tell y'all something else too. When you pray about something and God answers you, you better, like, if you pray about a need, let's say you pray, God, give me money for my kids' clothes. And God gives you money. You better not pay the electric bill with that. Because God answered the prayer you prayed. And so when you ask God for something, you better use it exactly where he answered it. Are y'all still with me? Balaam prayed again about direction that God had gave him, and he got in destruction. And it cost him his life. It completely cost him his life. He died because of it. But Jesus prayed the same words over and over, and it's important for us to realize we gotta keep coming back to God. Keep taking our need to Him. Keep asking God. Amen. A standard bearer faints because they stop praying. Lord, help us. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 6, I feel like I'm boring y'all to death this morning. The Bible says praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Pray about that need and don't ever stop praying about it until God gets the answer. Amen. Push. Pray until something happens. Hallelujah. When a standard bearer faints, many times, amen, that standard has went down because we stopped praying. Amen. Said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. I want to talk to us about faith this morning. Amen. Not only men ought always to pray and not to faint, but the Bible says in Psalms 27 and 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Believed. I want to talk to us about believing God, trusting God. Amen. Believing in God. I had fainted unless I had believed, the psalmist said, to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Many times we don't believe God. Amen. We may say we believe God, but we really don't believe Him. We've got to, amen, bring ourselves into subjection to faith and say, I'm going to believe God, the psalmist said. I would have fainted. I would have let the standard go down. Amen. I would have fainted. I would have turned back if I hadn't believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. There's a lot of bad news. Amen. But there's good news too. You can focus on the bad or you can focus on the good. And I know that we ought not to be like, you know, just stick our head in the sand like an ostrich. Amen. But God is moving. And God does move. And God does save and deliver and help. Amen. And no matter how bad it may get, God is still on the throne and He's still able. Amen. And He's still moving. Amen. And so believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Believe to see God's goodness. To believe to see God's mercy. Amen. We got to be believers. That's what we're called, believers. Amen. Believing in the Lord. I would have fainted. The standard went down because they lost their faith in God. Amen. Confidence in God. We've got to have confidence in God. Amen. God's still on the throne and I believe Him. I believe in Him. Amen. And no matter what happens, He said, amen, the fig tree shall not blossom. Although the fig tree shall not blossom. Amen. The labor of the olive shall fail in Habakkuk chapter 3. The field shall yield. The labor of the olive shall fail. Neither shall fruit be in the vines. The field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold. There shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet, like deer feet. Amen. Running upon the mountains. Hallelujah. He will make me to walk upon mine high places. Amen. I believe in the Lord. Amen. I don't believe, amen, in myself. Amen. But I believe in the Lord. Hallelujah. And He's given me strength. Amen. I've seen God move too many times to doubt Him. I've seen God move too many times to not have confidence in Him. Amen. God's still on the throne no matter what happens in our life, tonight or tomorrow. Amen. No matter what bad news we receive. Amen. Detrimental news. God is still on the throne and I want to keep that standard flying in my life. Hallelujah. I want to keep that standard flying in my heart. I want to carry that standard for my family. I want to carry that standard for this world. Amen. I want the world to know the standard's still flying. I'm still saved. I'm still living right. I'm still living holiness. I ain't turned back on God. Amen. It might be blood stained. Somebody said the blood stained banner. Hallelujah. It might be blood stained. It might be tore. Amen. It might be, amen, you know, all this different stuff gone, but the standard standard's still flying. Hallelujah. It still waves because I believe in God. Amen. He said, I had fainted unless I had believed. Keep the faith. Keep your faith in God. God will come through. Psalms 27 verse 1, the Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Hallelujah. I've got confidence in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's why the standard still flies. Amen. Oh, brothers and sisters, saints of God, gray head. Amen. Gray hair. Amen. They've been saved for years. You think they've never been through a battle? You think they've never fought the devil? You don't think they've ever been lied on? You don't think they've ever been talked about? You don't think they've ever been mistreated? Oh, yeah. Amen. But that standard bearer didn't faint because they kept their faith in the Lord. Faith in the Lord. Though war should rise against me. He said, mine enemies, my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh. I thank God that he hadn't turned me over to the will of mine enemies. Praise God. Can you say thank the Lord? Brother, if we'd have been turned over to the will of our enemies, they wouldn't be empty pews in here. The lights wouldn't be on this morning. It wouldn't just be empty pews. There wouldn't be no lights on. He didn't turn us over to the will of our enemies. Hallelujah. Said they stumble and fail. Hallelujah. Amen. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. I've got confidence this morning in God. Amen. I've got confidence in the Lord. Amen. The standard still flies this morning. Hallelujah. It may have been shot through. Hallelujah. I may have been shot at. Glory to God. Amen. But so far, by the grace of God, the standard bearer's still flying. Hallelujah. There's still joy. There's still peace. There's still satisfaction. There's still blessing. There's still living right. There's still walking with God. There's still the grace of God. I thank God for it this morning. Amen. The standard bearer don't have to faint. Hallelujah. The standard bearer don't have to faint. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Somebody mentioned Pilgrim's Progress, and I'm almost out of time. This is my last point. Amen. About faith. Praise God. Pilgrim's Progress, when he went through that last valley, before he went to the made it to the celestial city, that valley of the shadow of death that he went through. Amen. Oh God. Amen. But God helped him and protected him. Amen. God carried him through all the way to the celestial city. I saw a picture yesterday of a sister that had traveled to Israel, and she took a picture and she said this, she had in the book, she said, this is the valley of the shadow of death that David was referring to. And there was a valley over there that was very treacherous. Amen. And from Bethlehem, they would travel out through this valley, those shepherds would. There was thieves. There was all types of evil against those sheep and even the shepherd. Amen. So David, when he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He was relating in his mind to an actual valley. There's another book, amen, that Charles Allen wrote about that valley, and he's got a picture of that valley. I've never been to that valley in Israel. Come on now. But I've been to that valley many a times. Amen. That valley of the shadow of death. Amen. Because the shadows was all around. There was evil all around. Amen. Songwriter said, amen. Satan is always sneaking around the gate trying to lead God's sheep astray. But he that is in us is so much greater than him. So rebuke him and chase him away. Hallelujah. Jesus is with me when the storm clouds gather. He's standing by my side when I hear the thunder roll. He holds my hand when I begin to tremble. When the winds of this world are blowing strong. Amen. Jesus
is with us. Hallelujah. We don't have to faint. The standard bearer don't have to go down. Amen. We can keep the standard flying high. Praise God. Amen. If we keep our faith in the Lord. The valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise God. I'm talking about when the standard bearer faints. I've seen standard bearer faints. Amen. And the whole family go into chaos. I've seen standard bearer faint. Amen. You wonder, is this marriage going to make it? I've seen standard bearer faint. Amen. I thought, man, is the church going to survive? Is that group of people going to survive? I've seen standard bearers faint. Amen. I thought, my Lord, oh God, help those babies. I've seen standard bearer. You have too, haven't you? Amen. I think about that song. It said, I almost quit. I almost gave up. Amen. How about you? Have you been there? Are you there this morning? I might as well quit. I might as well faint. I don't have the strength to hold up this flag. I don't have the strength to go through. I don't have the strength to bear this standard. Amen. Believe in God and pray one more time. God will give you the strength. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
They tell the story about British soldiers many years ago in the British Isles. They had a drummer boy. He had beat that drum. And he's beating that march. And this little drummer boy was new on the job. And they was losing. The general or captain or whoever came to him and said, play retreat on your drum. Play retreat. Said, we've got to retreat. The drummer boy, he didn't know retreat. They had never taught him retreat. All he knew was march. And the captain or whoever it was, general, whatever, rode away on his horse. He's there, he thought, I don't know the sound of retreat. He thought, well, I'm not going to get in trouble for not playing. He said, I'll just get in trouble for being confused. So he started playing march. Started beating that drum march. Those soldiers, those British soldiers come alive when they heard that drum. Amen. A march on, march on. They come up. Hallelujah. They got there. Amen. Self back in order and begin to march toward the enemy. Amen. The general, the captain had said retreat. Amen. But the little drummer boy didn't know retreat. Amen. All the soldiers, all they could hear was the command from that drum to go. And the history tells us that they won the battle. Hallelujah. They won the battle. Amen. Well, standard bearer this morning, you may look at your family. You may look at your finances. You may look at your health. You may look at that mountain that's in front of you. You may look at your troubles that you're facing. You may look at your oppression, the oppression of the devil, mental oppression, spiritual oppression, demonic oppression. Amen. And no, hallelujah. You say, well, I'm just going to play retreat. Amen. I'm going to go to a church this morning. I'm going to hear that song of retreat. Well, let me tell you something. How about it? Can I get a witness this morning? Oh, Paz, amen, we don't know retreat. Somebody wrote a song, amen, too much to gain to lose, Brother Curtis. And they said, amen, and defeat is one word I don't use. Hallelujah, we're not backing up. Amen, play that drum. Amen, pull that standard up a little higher. Amen, march on a little farther. Amen, the standard bearer don't have to faint. Amen, and as long as the standard is flying, baby, amen, we're still in the battle.
Hallelujah. Amen. I said you're still in the battle this morning. Amen. You might be weak. You might be fainty. But if you've not fainted yet, you're still in the fight. You're still in the battle. The devil hasn't won yet. God's still the healer. God's still the deliverer. God's still on the throne. Amen. Hold that standard up a little higher. Get that faith a little stronger and say, we're going to believe God. Hallelujah. We're not giving up quite yet. We're going to believe God and keep on praying.
Stand together with me this morning. When a standard bearer faints, when that flag goes down.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So when that flag goes down, we're getting a trial. We're getting a test. And that flag, if that standard bearer, if that leader of that family, if that leader of that church, if that leader of those people, if that standard comes down, that's why we've got to live right, folks. Because that's our standard. That's who we are. Hallelujah. That's what we are. Hallelujah. That's why we're here. Praise God. Amen. I'm not saying others don't have a purpose. Amen. But God called us to be a holiness church. Amen. God called us to be a Pentecostal church. God called us to live for Him. Amen. God called us to walk the straight and narrow path. Amen. When that standard is flying up high, we're still in the battle. Hallelujah. You still in the battle this morning? Amen. Your finances may be low, but are you still in the battle? You still praying? You still believing? Hallelujah. Your family may not be saved. Praise God. But are you still in the battle? Praise God. You got that standard flying. Said, joy is the flag blowing high from the castle of my heart. Hallelujah. From the castle of my heart. Praise God. From the castle of my heart. Joy is the flag flying high from the castle of my heart. For the King is in residence there. Hallelujah. Let it fly. Come on, y'all, help me. In the sky, let the whole world know. Let the whole world know. Let the whole world know. Let it fly in the sky and let the whole world know that the King is in residence there. Hallelujah. We sang that song a while ago. I'm sorry I got you standing, but I'm really quitting. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Love lifted me. Hallelujah. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Love is the flag flying high from the castle of my heart. Woo! From the castle of my heart. From the castle of my heart. Love is the flag flying high from the castle of my heart. For the King is in residence there. Hallelujah. Here, let it fly in the sky and let the whole world know. Let the whole world know. Let the whole world know. Praise God. Amen. I may have went down, but I'm getting back up, Sean. And I got my flag up. I'm going on. I may have stumbled. I may have fallen. Amen. But I'm back in the battle. Amen. Kurt. Amen. I may have stumbled. I may have fallen. Amen. But you got that flag up this morning. I'm back in the fight. Amen. My flag may be torn. My flag may be ripped. Amen. It may not be brand new and crisp. My God, help us this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Amen. When the standard bearer faints. Amen. I may have went down in the battle, but I'm still in the fight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I may have went down in the battle. I'm still in the fight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Keep that flag flying. Praise God. You know, guys, I've been praying for y'all for a long time. Amen. That flag may be torn and weary. Amen. We might get tired. We might get down. The devil may get us. Amen. For a little while. Hallelujah. But that flag's still flying this morning. Amen. Joy is the flag flowing high. Is it flying high? Praise God. I keep wanting to say flowing. Amen. But you get the point this morning. The little children saw when a standard bearer fainted. Amen. But we're going to hold on. I
nothing. We're going to hold on. We're going to keep on praying. We're going to keep on believing God. Hallelujah. It might look dark. It might look bleak. Amen. There's rockets. All these British ships are here in the bay. Fort McHenry will never fail. One historian said that they held that American flag up and they piled dead soldiers' bodies around the pole. Here come another cannonball toward the shores of the United States, plowing into Fort McHenry. Through the night, we're going to kill them. Amen, and we're going to take it. Praise God. Francis Scott Key looked out when the sun rose up the next morning. And that flag is in Washington, D.C. right now in a museum. We just saw it a few months ago, didn't we, boys? Amen. Hallelujah. There's holes in it. It's tore, but the same huge flag is laying in there. They're trying their best. Scientists are trying their best to preserve it forever. Hallelujah. That same flag that Francis Scott Key looked out on that early morning. Amen, oh God, and it was still waving in the wind. I'm telling you, the flag of holiness, the flag of righteousness, the flag of the blood-bought church, praise God. Can I get a witness this morning? It's battered and torn. Many of soldiers have died from the bullets of the enemy. Many have turned their back on God and gave up arms and went to the enemy's camp. And I'm here to tell you, if you could just look this morning, amen, he went down below that deck and told those American soldiers, amen, the flag still waves over Fort McHenry. Hallelujah. Can you imagine the rattle of those chains? Amen, those men, red-blooded American men, amen, that was more happy to die, amen, for freedom than go back in bondage. Can you hear the rattle of those chains in the bottom of that ship as Francis Scott Key comes down and tells them the sun is risen and Fort McHenry still has the stars and shots waving in the sky. Hallelujah. I know the night's been dark, brother. I know the night's been long, brother. I know the chain has been there. But I come to tell you this morning, oh say, can you see by the dawn's early bright, amen, those broad stripes and bright stars, amen, those stripes on his back, amen, those stars in his hand in Revelation 1, they're still there, and Jesus is still on the throne. I'm going to do something way different this morning. I'm done. But Sister Tanya was singing the little kids this morning. We will roll the old chariot along. And if our brother's in the way, we'll stop and pick him up. Y'all like that little kid song? We're going to crank it back up here just a second, all right? Brother Richard, come on up here and start walking around. Hallelujah. Come on, some of y'all start following. We'll roll the old chair. Come on, Sister Bobby. Come on, Brother Wayne. Just y'all walk in a line now. This is a little kid song. We will roll the old chariot along. We will roll the old chariot along. We will roll the old chariot along. And we won't lag on behind. Oh, and if our brother's in the way, get a brother. We will stop and pick him up. If our brother's in the way, we will come on, join in with us this morning, shall we? Brothers in, come on. We will stop and pick him up. And we won't get a sister.